Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Montana Prime Meats. I'm Sarah Brown. This week in our season and series finale, Lamont samples water from his ranch's reservoirs as temperatures climb. After the rattle and clatter of branding calves in the whipping wind all morning, I can think of nothing I'd like more than to dive into the crisp navy blue reservoir in front of me.
Wait till you touch this water. I don't know what I'm sure it's going to be cooler than what you'd want it to be. Yeah.
This reservoir is for cattle, not swimming. And unfortunately for me, Lamont's here to take water samples, not to swim. Water is central to ranching. There's a water source in every pasture on this ranch, on every ranch, because above all, cows need water. So much water. Water regulates body temperature, digestion, metabolism, and milk production. A 1,200-pound lactating cow in summer often requires upwards of 30 gallons a day.
I mean, that's the first thing to consider is how are you going to get water to the cattle? Because that's just, it's more important than the grass.
That's one reason water is just about the single biggest issue facing ranching and farming, actually globally. Lamont's continually balancing animal health, operational costs, and long-term land stewardship, and in an increasingly arid environment.
We got away with a lot of things for a lot of years, but now I think we're getting drier. You know, timely rains are still available, but if we get them, it's maybe once out of 3 years where 40 years ago it was every summer would be just a good summer. We had decent moisture, and now we have less wet years and more dry years.
Herman Ranch cattle rely on three sources of water: the creeks, the wells, and the reservoirs. The creeks are best.
We've got water, livestock water rights, so they can drink surface water out of the creek, which is the best because it's always flushing.
The wells are pretty good too. The livestock drink water pumped from the ground into tanks.
And that's a great system because it can be used, it's easy to maintain and used year round. There is a little, because anytime water's stagnant or standing still, it has the potential to go bad.
The reservoirs work really well until they don't, typically when the weather warms and the water stagnates, making it unsafe to drink, even for cattle. Lamont's taking water samples from his reservoirs today to make sure they're still safe to use. He wouldn't usually test this early, but this month is the warmest on record for the contiguous U.S. by a historic margin.
On a year like this, where it's 18th of March and it's 70 degrees or 70-some degrees, I think it's a good time to start checking the quality of the water.
Does it inevitably go bad at some point in the summer and you have to stop using it, so it's just a matter of when?
Yep. How early in the summer is it going to go bad, and how early can you be in here and you gotta move out of here?
It boils down to grazing management. If the water begins to show signs of spoiling, Lamont will graze his cows in this pasture sooner rather than later, taking advantage of the tender green grass without risking exposure to toxic water.
So you're a vet, you are a cowboy, you are a salesman.
Water tester today, I guess.
Let's do it.
In order to be profitable, you got to be diversified, and that's not in your crops, that's in your abilities, I think.
We head back out into the wind from the shelter of the side-by-side, and Lamont scoops water into a jar.
Ready?
I'd swim in that.
And that's a wrap for season 17 of Field Days and for the whole series. A heartfelt thank you to the Herman family for sharing their story with us, and to all the farmers and ranchers who have told their stories on this program over nearly 10 years. Goodbye.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.